Hello, internet.
Yes, filling in. filling in for weird.
I thought it was filling in for Jay.
Well, apparently you're filling in for Weird and Jay right now, because Weird is...
Oh, wait. So if I got to do for Weird, hello, internet.
That's more like it.
You're close, but not not quite.
Not quite creepy enough?
Well, I'll let you know when you hit it.
Hello, internet.
There you go. That's pretty close. Yeah. Very good.
Just a little breathier. Yeah.
Hello, internet.
No, now that's just wrong. No.
Happy birthday, man. Mr. President.
Wow.
I'm kind of simultaneously disturbed and...
Disturbed.
Tingly. Okay. Moving on.
I'm creeping myself out here.
Yeah. Well, Weird is missing. If somebody's seen Weird, we tell him his show is on and he's not here. Maybe we should do one of those missing elderly alerts.
What? Oh.
You know, that you always see.
What is it? A code gray? No. Yeah.
He's not old. He's not that old yet. He's not old enough for a senior moment.
Well, now there's one. It's not necessarily just for elderly people. Like it's an Amber Alert for children, and it's like a different one for like people who may be mentally disabled. Whether that's because they're old and senile, or it's because they're just mentally disabled.
Speaking of mentally disabled, Weird, are you here?
I am here. Hello, internet. Right. Sorry, I'm late.
Hi, Weird.
We were about to panic.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Uh-oh.
Is there baby emergency involved?
No, it's mine.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to know.
Yep, don't want to know.
I've been there.
I'll just say that I've got a very nice hot sauce called Iguana del Fuego. All right. It's very delicious, but I believe I stepped over the magic line.
And on that note, it is Thursday, February 19th, 2015. This is episode 139. And I'll note that next month, the Squirrel Report will be 3 years old.
Oh, my God.
Which is like 1,000 in squirrel years.
It totally is.
It'll be 3 years old. And not only that, I went back and looked, and the previous podcast was also started in March.
Ooh.
So this has been going on in one iteration or another since March of 2009.
Hmm.
That's like 6 years.
What do we have to show for it?
Not a damn thing.
Well, all your sponsors, right?
What?
All your sponsors, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. All of those sponsors.
Tonight's Squirrel Report is brought to you by AshleyMadison.com.
Oh, no.
Go to AshleyMadison.com and type in promo code Squirrel.
Oh, my God.
Is that one of those?
You get a free lead on a girl who wants to get with you, even though she's got a husband?
Is that what that is?
I thought it was like kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, natural porn.
No. Ashley Madison.
Oh,
Ashley
it is.
Ashley Madison is a dating site for married people.
Wow. I had no idea.
I thought it was porn with young girls with full bush.
Nope.
That would be abbywinters.com.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Which we are also accepting sponsorship from.
Thank you, Weird.
I had no idea about the Abby Winter thing. I will note that Ashley Madison is not necessarily for people who are going behind their significant other's back. Some of those people there, in fact, it possibly even a majority of the people there are going there with their significant other's full knowledge and consent.
Well, good for them.
Okie dokie.
But let's be fair. They're messing with the system. That was not what it was designed for.
Yes. Yes,
that's like that's like the all the people that went to the Brady campaign's blog because they wanted to look up gun laws and pro gun arguments in the comment section.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm kind of disturbed that I know the same porn is weird.
Not surprising, actually.
Well, you know.
Well, I mean, maybe you like looking
it's
at full
it's
bush.
It's the internet.
Yeah. It's you okay know, for Rita. It's okay if you like to look at a full bush.
I'm not even going to comment.
To be fair, that's not. That is not all the porn they do. That is just simply one of the categories that they offer.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
See, I didn't know that.
I don't know anything.
You're a librarian. You're supposed to know these things.
I know.
You got to be able to tell the people when they come into the library and say, hey, you know, I'm looking for a good porn site that has full bush. Where do I look? www.what?
Oh,
and I can't
God.
Figure this whole Google thing out. So, I mean, you're the reference librarian. You should be able to like, oh, okay, what you really want is.
I don't think people
in the library have no trouble finding porn.
Not lately, anyway.
So, anyway, our call-in topic.
I know. You have to say the topic before y'all you announce the
y'all
number.
Y'all are all familiar, or should be, of creepy Uncle Joe. There was a great, well,
let's call it great. It was great.
Great. It was great. There's a picture, but the video, I looked for the video. I couldn't find it, but there's a GIF, animated GIF, in a video of him totally creeping on the new Secretary of Defense's wife.
Wife. Yeah.
And so that's our call-in topic. There's a picture. I put it in the chat. It's on the blog. Of creepy Uncle Joe, looks like he's whispering something in her ear, and she is just completely disgusted by him.
She's definitely making a face.
Yeah, your mission is to call in and tell us what he is saying to
her.
Yeah,
caption that photo.
Okay, number one, I want to know how old Stephanie Carter is. I assume, okay. Well, his wife's name is Stephanie. His name is Ashton Carter, if I can assume that she took his name. Stephanie Carter, it says in the article.
Yeah.
Cause I don't blame the man for creeping on her. I think she's pretty attractive.
She's
now,
very
I think
attractive.
He probably should keep his hands to himself, but you know, if you're going to be creeping
in public on the TV,
hey, it's creepy Uncle Joe, man. He's going to not like he cares that there's a camera on him.
Yeah. To be fair, having absolutely no tact has done wonders for his career.
I'm serious. How many of us are senators? I rest my case. He's one.
How many of us are vice president of the United States?
Exactly. And I'm totally qualified to be vice president, and I don't get to be vice president, and I don't get to creep on the defense secretary's wife. Though I will point out that it's probably not a good idea to creep on the dude's wife when the dude has, like, Delta Force and DevGru at his command.
Huh. Stephanie Carter is Ashton Carter's second wife.
Uh-huh. And she doesn't look like a trophy wife. She looks like, you know, pretty solid lady. She doesn't have that I'm only here for decoration look to her.
Well, he's 60 and she's not. So
she is definitely not 60.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's interesting. You know, one of the things that I found most interesting in that video was, you know, Joe Biden had his hands all over her, and he whispered in her ear, and then he kissed her, kind of like it looked like he kind of kissed her ear a little bit, which the whole thing just like I watched it and it just kind of made my skin crawl, and because everybody knows that creepy. Well, I'm speaking as a woman.
Yeah, I don't know that creepy.
Every woman has dealt with that creepy guy that can't keep his hands to himself and kind of like squicks you out, and you're in a position where you can't really punch him in the face, even though you really probably should, because no one ever has before. And that's the feeling I got when I was watching that video. And but the thing that I thought was really interesting from just like kind of a what is it called? Body language kind of point of view was Joe Biden had his hands all over her. He says something in her ear. He kisses her. He pulls his hands back and And just then, Carter reaches over and he pats his wife on the shoulder as if to comfort her.
Oh, yeah.
Because he looks, I mean, he saw what happened. And either he, like, patted her on the shoulder to comfort her or pat her on the shoulder to be like, okay, honey, I'm Secretary of Defense now.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't kill the vice president just yet.
You know, smile. Oh, and
like that would totally, that would not make a problem for him. If he killed it, if his wife stabbed the VP, nobody would blame her and he'd keep the job. She'd probably get a raise.
Like a history of doing this to women, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But even if, you know, it was totally, you know, nothing that he did was bad to her. If she just out of the blue had stabbed him in the eye and he'd have dropped dead, people have been like, well, you know, he probably
Joe Biden.
And also let's face it. We all know that he's going to run for president. And
Joe Biden?
Let's just say the Democrats will be lining up to give her the Congressional Medal of Freedom.
Oh my God.
Well, it's interesting if you do a Google search for Biden touching women and do an image search. Holy crap.
You know what? Even better, do a Google image search for pervert Biden. Because that's what I did at work. And pervert you Biden. You get the same results.
Man.
Yeah.
Uncle Bad touches
Tim. Oh,
Tampa.
Wait. I think
Uncle
I have Bad. Video.
Ew.
Oh, I found video of it.
Throw it up in chat.
Give me a second. Let's see.
Yuck.
I do love the picture of Biden and the Trans Am. That's hilarious.
Hey, no, C90. Bad Touch Biden. I'm Bad Touch. I'm Bad Touch Monkey. That was my Penzic name, Bad Touch Monkey.
What?
The camp that I stayed in, everybody kind of had a monkey name. There was the guy that ran the encampment. Everybody gives him like monkey stuff. If you notice this at like the SCA and at Penzic, there's people that just have an animal associated with them.
Okay.
All right. His is a monkey. And it started off at one year that this girl just wasn't really doing something. She was like asking for things to be done. And finally this guy just blew up at her and was like, what? You think the magic monkey fairy is going to come here and do your fucking work for you? Do it yourself. And he was being funny and it just caught on. So everybody got like monkey names. Well, I was at Penzic and I was wearing some like sweatpants and I ended up chafing my thighs from all the walking I was doing. I was not used to walking that much. So my wife had a pair of –
I love this story already. Go ahead.
My wife had a pair of compression shorts. And she's like, here, put these compression shorts on. That'll, you know, save your thighs from all the walking you've been doing. It gets better. They're white compression shorts, and I wasn't wearing anything under them. And I put them – I took a shower. I put them on, and I walked out into the encampment wearing these white compression shorts with nothing on. So a friend of mine who will remain nameless, Galen – oh, wait. he was like, oh, go away. We don't want to see that. So I like creeped up on him like Joe Biden style. And I was right up on him, like rubbing his shoulders, you know, patting his bald head. He's like, bad touch. So I was Bad Touch Monkey.
Well, well deserved.
I like it.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I can creep Galen out to this day by saying something about compression shorts.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. That's a good story.
That happened like 5 or 7 years ago.
Wow. So that call-in number, 214-530-0036. I know you're just dying to call in and tell us.
By the way, I just watched the video, and oh, my God, I did not realize the extent of the manhandling going on.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
There's no reason for that. I just assume that like this was I'll dive right into mine was the, you know, of course I've got a crass one and we can save that for later. But the actual like more legitimate one is this is a big fucking deal.
Oh,
you know, sort of thing. It's just him just kind of being, you know, kind of like that, you know, that moment when, you know, Obamacare was signed into law, you know, he just overcome by the moment and he's an idiot. So he can't contain himself, you know, sort of situation. But no. Just the whole time. It's just one of those like, oh, no, it's my job to fondle your wife while you give a speech.
Nice.
Here's the thing. I just watched this. And I think the reason that Biden gets away with this stuff is because it's not evident on his face that he is getting his jollies against somebody's will. Because you know how there are people, they don't really enjoy anything until you hate it.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't get that vibe from him. You get the, I'm just too effing stupid to know that somebody might not like this vibe. And I really think that's the thing that has saved him from getting stabbed in the eye.
Well, yes.
And I know that there are people out there who manage to fake that really well and get away with their creeping, but that's the vibe he's putting out.
Well, I think part of the thing that has saved him is that these women, number one, most of the time are Democrats. And these are the women who probably are still kind of secretly in their hearts jealous of Monica Lewinsky. You know,
yeah.
They think Bill Clinton is sexy. So they have this whole like, you know, kind of deference to these powerful Democrat men.
Let's be honest. It's a large come down from Bill Clinton to Joe Biden.
Yeah, but it's the mindset of, well, you know, these powerful men, Democrats, kind of they're all in it together type of mindset. But then at the same time, these women know that they're on – you're powerless. You're in front of the public. You're like, you can't make a scene. You have to act like a lady.
Right. But can you imagine, I want you to imagine for a second, George W. Bush's wife standing there and Joe Biden creeping on her.
Oh, I can't imagine that.
I cannot imagine her making a scene, but I can imagine that it would be put – there would be a stop put to it and it would look very elegant's the wrong word for it. But, you know, it would be smooth and it would be final.
It would be very efficient. Efficient is the word you're looking for. Yeah. Say what you will about W. He definitely gave no fucks.
Well, I'm not worried about – it's not like he would have done it. I'm talking his wife. His wife would have put a stop to that crap and she would have put a stop to it in a way that didn't make a scene and was classy and he'd never do it again. And she'd probably tell him behind the scenes that she'd cut all his fingers off for him.
Well, she was a librarian.
Yeah.
You know. We have ways.
She didn't take any shit from George either.
I liked her.
I liked her too. She was a class act.
Best first lady in a long time.
Oh, yeah. I can't think of the last good one like that. You can always tell a lot about a guy because, you know, women have options and the women who have more options than the other ladies, there's always women who have more options than others. And when you can tell that woman's got options and she's decided I'm going to be with this one, then that kind of tells you where he stands. Does that make sense? You all like quiet?
Yes. No, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I saw the whole video for this interaction with Joe Biden. And the interaction began where Ashton Carter was standing at the podium making a speech. Joe Biden was on one side. The wife was on the other. Joe Biden beckoned the wife over to stand near him. And she dutifully moved over to stand in front of Joe Biden. At that point, Joe Biden put his hands on her shoulders.
It looks like she came in from off stage. It doesn't look like
she was
just simply
standing off stage. And Joe Biden was probably like, hey, come over here where you can be on camera.
Right. You know, and whatever. It's the wrong place to put his hands on her shoulders. If you're guiding somebody, like one of the things I learned working for Disney is there's places you can touch people and there's a whole lot of places you can't.
Do not touch people. That's my rule. Do not touch people.
Well, there are times where it is appropriate and you have to be extremely careful. But if you're going to put somebody where they need to be, and it's kind of acknowledged that it's okay for you, because you'll show them you're doing it, and you'll be able to tell that they're going to accept this. It's the outside of the shoulders, not on top. No matter how much taller
arm,
you are,
or you know,
technically that's your arm, your upper arm. You're going to touch them, and you guide them with your
get away from.
Right, and you have your hand, your fingers straight; they don't curl around, and you guide them to the spot, and then you let go of them.
Yeah, they'll just stand there. Wait.
You let go. You don't nuzzle their ear.
Yeah,
no,
or kiss their hair. Yeah, yeah.
We have a caller.
Good. I'm squicked out.
Area code 532. Hello.
Hi, it's me, Radis.
Hey, Radis.
Hey, Radis.
Radis, that is an awesome poster you put together.
Which one?
The one of Biden talking to the women.
Oh God! There's a picture of him nuzzling with who's the crazy anti-Israel woman who sat in the front row all those years and then.
Oh, Helen Thomas.
Oh
God!
No.
Really?
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's going in chat.
Yeah,
that's better than a cold shower, really.
Yeah.
Helen Thomas is actually my go-to image when I want to deflate things, let us say.
Oh.
TMI. Man, and from that angle, she looks even more like a fucking hag.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. That's not Helen Thomas.
Looks like
Oh
her.
God, I'd rather see.
I don't know who that is. Dear but they Lord. Look like they're about to kiss. Did they kiss crazy... after this?
who's the crazy anti-gun lady who's leaving The View?
Which one?
You
have to be more specific.
Yes.
White?
They're all crazy anti-gun ladies.
White? Leaving The View. She's lesbian.
Barbara Walters?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay, yeah. I'd rather see Rosie O'Donnell and Oprah Winfrey naked than Helen Thomas.
That's not good.
Yeah. And he's like all up in her face, like nose to nose. Oh, make that go away.
Sean, just talking about that could get you the death penalty in North Carolina from what I've heard about you reading statutes. That is definitely a weapon of mass destruction.
Oh, God. On a plus note, what's her face? Rosie O'Donnell's wife is now free.
Yeah. If you're interested.
I thought she was cute.
She's a very attractive lady.
I could grow my hair long again.
Oh,
wait, we got a caller. Maybe we should let him speak.
I try to avoid Biden as much as possible, but no, good feelings gone with the naked. Oh no, just no.
You offended Radis. That's bad.
Yeah, that is bad. So what's Joe whispering in her ear there, Radis? What do you think?
I put it on the poster.
Oh,
please be the one that I'm thinking of.
You got to say it.
Well, let's see.
Do you need a stunt Radis to read it for you?
Yes, I do.
I gotta look at this now.
Which one?
Hey, baby.
Oh no.
Wanna be my butt buddy?
He did say butt buddy.
I know, that's yes. why I put it on there.
Yes, he did.
And what was that about?
I don't know.
Can we just really?
Would you
what
mind
was that about?
If I stuck it in your pooper? Oh no, that's horrible. Here, let me put that back in chat.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh yeah, he was in Iowa and he gave a shout out to an old butt buddy.
What was that?
I don't know.
What is okay. Maybe it's a generational.
Maybe it's an old guy thing. Although I don't.
What is a butt buddy?
There's nobody.
Old men.
I'll tell you right now, Brita. You know, it's in all seriousness, it's about anal sex.
No.
That is all that means. There's no time in history where somebody, you know, call him in your bosom buddy. That might have been something he might have said as a child. you know, back
in the I thought maybe they used to smoke cigarettes together.
No.
Like cigarette butts?
He misspoke. Biden always misspeaks. You know that.
Well, I know he's like, he's had two aneurysms. They've had to dig around in his brain like twice.
Yeah, so, yeah, but he didn't have any brains to begin with, so it's not like he disturbed anything.
Yeah, I was thinking so maybe cigarettes.
And then they were aneurysms. Come on, seriously, not much blood gets up there anyway, so
who cares?
The actual
quote, what he said was, he declared, Neil Smith, an old butt buddy. Are you there, Neil? Neil? I miss you, man. I miss you.
Oh, you'd go on missing me if he said that to me.
Yeah.
I would miss him.
I don't understand.
Shot right in the nuts.
And then the article goes on to clarify that Neil Smith is a 94-year-old former Iowa congressman who was pals with the VP when Biden was a senator.
So. This has got to be a cigarette thing.
No.
Or
I've heard it as a term of derision. You know, as they're, you know, those two, their butt buddies or whatnot.
Yeah.
It could
have been Biden so stupid that he heard people saying that about him and thought it was a good thing.
Well, the Urban Dictionary, does define butt buddies as a term used to describe very, very, very close friends of the same sex, almost as if they were gay but aren't gay, often seen together.
24/7. Who says that in public?
Nobody.
Joe Biden. Nobody.
Joe Biden.
Nobody says that about themselves. They say that in a derisive way about other people.
Yeah, I've heard it. I've heard it referred to other people, and not in a nice way. But
there's that problem with Joe Biden where he thinks it's still like 1976, you know, and he's got his like leisure suit on. And he's like, "Hey, man," you know, he thinks he's super cool, and he's, you know, he's got that whole like,
speech pattern
where he kind of like, you know.
Here's a question, Brita.
Yes.
Who has ever told him it's not? This guy is the dumbest person on the planet, and he was a senator for six terms, and now he's the VP. He keeps failing up. He must be the most awesome person on the planet because he's never done anything intelligent, and he's the VP.
Yeah.
Like the biggest do nothing job ever, and he gets paid.
Welp, Democrats. There you go.
Oh, wait. I have a question. Is he actually Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump actually had a good heart.
He's Chauncey Gardner.
He's not even.
He's the person they base the bad parts of Forrest Gump on.
No,
I don't know. Wow. Hey, thanks for calling, Radis.
Okay.
Even if you couldn't read your own posters to us.
I just make them. I don't read them.
Okay. Well, keep doing it. You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Butt buddy.
Hey, Radis, my old butt buddy. How you doing? We should make that a thing.
What's not?
It's a Biden butt buddy. So, while we're waiting on people to call in about creepy Uncle Joe. There's been a couple of interesting little tidbits that I thought were interesting, and Brita came up with a few. I love this one about the I'll put the link in chat. The prominent Cleveland attorney who is a anti-gun civil rights attorney.
Okay, first of all, what is the proof that he's like this anti-gun guy?
Because they said he was.
Oh, they said he was.
Other than
the fact that he's black and from Cleveland, what do you got? Is that enough?
I think that's enough.
Yeah. I was about to say, that's
he's
enough.
Black? Because the picture they're showing, David Malik is his name, right? Are we talking about? Because the picture says Attorney David Malik front, and that dude's... Maybe I don't want to say, but he's as Caucasian as I am.
Is he? I don't know.
Take a look at the link and take a look at the picture.
Sean, I can read your last name. You're calling yourself a Caucasian?
Okay, well, according to my mother's parents, no, we were the next
Sean is as white as I am. Well, not quite, but close.
Does the one-drop rule still apply? I don't know.
Actually, a funny story. When I was born, the first thing my grandmother said about me when she saw me in the incubator in the hospital was, "Oh, he is white."
Ba-dum-bum.
That's terrible.
It's exactly what she said. I swear to God, on a stack of Bibles, I was there. Okay, maybe, of course, I didn't hear it. My dad was there.
Is white. I don't know.
Well, what happened was my dad, obviously with a last name like Sorrentino, is Italian. Mm-hmm. Everybody in his family either came from Italy or was born to somebody who came from Italy. There's no – the first mixing of any nationality came with my mother, who was born in Scotland. Well, I don't know if you know this, but people from, you know, Scotland, England, they're just as racist as anybody else.
If not more so.
Oh, God.
And, well, my dad went – met my mom and said, "Oh, I'm going to marry that one." That's and marriage. he goes to, you know, doing the thing he thinks he's supposed to do, goes to the father-in-law, future father-in-law, and says, "Yeah, I'd like your blessing and to get married to your daughter." And he says, "No." My dad says, "Well, how about I take you out front and beat the shit out of you?" Well, he's like, "Well, okay, then you can marry her." It, kind of an odd relationship.
It all worked and, out.
No, it never did.
Your dad's adorable.
Well, I think so, and
I love that guy. Very cute.
I'll let him know.
You let him know.
So what ends up happening is my father very quickly figures out that there's this real serious animosity towards Italians in their family, and so he starts playing up the fact that, well, he's from southern Italy, and if you notice, the farther south in Italy you go, the darker they get, right?
Oh, no.
And the farther south in Italy you go, the more commonly they have milk allergies, and you know who has milk allergies?
Oh,
a lot
my God.
Don't do so well with milk. And then the farther south in Italy you go, the more likely that the heavy-duty scarring, the keloid skin, and you know that's very African, and southern Italy is not really far from Africa. And, well, there was my Aunt Beulah, and, you know, every family has their throwbacks, and, oh, you know, maybe that, you know, this baby is going to be a little darker than you expect, and,
wow.
You know, I don't know how to do this on radio, but, you know, like, you know that thing where the people put their finger in their mouth, like a hook, and, yeah, oh, my grandmother
That's
fell
hilarious.
For that crap all the time. She fell for that hook, line, and sinker. And my dad just led her on for 9 straight freaking months.
Wow.
That's
They'd
great.
Been married. My parents had been married for 5 years before I was born, right? So he knew what would get her goat. And he got her goat for like 9 straight months.
That's
and
great.
I'm born. They put me in the incubator. And I swear to God, the first thing she said when she saw me, my grandmother says, oh, he is white.
Nice.
So I have no less authority than my own grandmother. I am white.
Well, there you go. She was
a Scottish grandmother. She'd know.
Well, actually, the anti-gun claim for this guy comes from the president of the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association.
Hmm.
David is such an anti-gun person. He's
yes.
such an anti-violence person.
Yep.
And for all the things for him to get arrested for, that really surprises me.
Yes.
Hmm.
It doesn't mm-hmm. surprise me at all.
No. Well, it's interesting what he says he was doing. He says, "I participated in a target shooting class recently with a certified CCW instructor, and I simply forgot to remove it from my bag. I used the bag to pack for my trip. It was a stupid mistake."
Yeah, but
and, you know, I totally get that.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. That's a complete lie. Because did you see the picture of the gun?
Was it not a 22?
It's like a Derringer.
Yeah.
It is not really? It's not something you would.
It's not even a gun I even recognized as a gun.
Where's the
really?
Picture?
I was like,
oh, let me find the link. There, it's not in.
And
that.
Do we know that it isn't just the idiot newspapers putting random picture that they have?
No, they have a. It's like the police photo from the thing.
Well, yeah, this. Neither surprises me on multiple levels. First up, as a general rule, yeah, all the people that are all for, you know, social justice and higher taxes and this and that and all of that on the Democrat side are all doing it completely from the "I will not have to follow this," you know. And then on top of that, so it's one of those, yeah, if you're super duper anti-gun, it's, you know, Michael Bloomberg, he's got armed security detail. Same, you know, Rosie O'Donnell had, you know, armed security, you know, the Moms Demand Action, they travel with armed security. They get to keep their guns. They just want to take guns away from everybody else. And on the other side, too, is being someone who has taught many people who are on the progressive side of things. Alan, you're getting a call.
Pardon me.
And from the who've taught you know, progressive people how to shoot. That's the one thing you want to do is no matter how much you drum the safety rules into them, you have got to watch them like a hawk, because the first thing they're going to do when you hand them a gun is muzzle you.
And
the same thing with just the, you know, going to an airport, you know, with a gun on you. Jesus, what the hell is that thing?
2/14/2005. So 5 days ago?
Yeah. 2015. Yeah, but see, the thing is that magazine has nothing to do with that pistol. That pistol looks like one of those little multi-shot Derringers.
Well, I think he was probably just keeping the rounds in that magazine.
Well, that would be
so they're not rolling around loose.
That's a cartridge box.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like maybe he had loose rounds he just stuck in the magazine.
They got 23
but
rounds.
That would imply that there's another gun. He has another gun.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying is his story doesn't make sense because he's got a magazine, but he doesn't have a pistol that takes a magazine. He's got 22 ammunition, and he's got some sort of Derringer looking thing that it you can't really tell if it's a 22 or not. It might be, but you know,
I'm sure it is.
Also, I've never seen that
bizarre looking.
I've never seen that many 22 magazines that look like that. That looks more like at least a 25 or 32 or a 380 magazine.
Yeah, that would not surprise me. It does kind of look like the 380 magazine that went with my dad's 380 Llama, which is a little micro 1911 clone thing.
Hmm. Anyway, it's just – I don't know. I put that story – that story sounds like, you know, it sounds right up there with, you know, I was cleaning the gun and it went off. Bullshit.
Yep.
You know,
what, that he forgot it in his bag?
Yeah. I was in a concealed carry course, because that's not the kind of gun you take class with.
Yeah.
And just on top of that, of the, you know, oh, you know, oh, super ultra, you know, safety is paramount and guns need to be locked up in pieces with the ammo locked up in a separate location and all of that. But they're just gonna like just leave a gun in a bag.
Yeah.
You know, you would think the way the anti-gunners talk about like just their absolute like fear
point
and horror.
Point blank Derringer. Sundance Industries 22 long rifle point blank Derringer, Radis says.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I was looking at the picture on Cleveland.com.
That's what it is.
And I thought the guy in the back was David Malik, not
the Blue Book of Gun Values have to say about it.
$20.
well, they make all these gun rules, but they don't mean it. They don't mean these guns should apply to them because, you know, obviously they're smarter than everybody.
Somebody paid $200 for that thing.
It's a weird looking little pistol. I don't even understand it.
Yeah, $211 on gun auction.
Gross.
Well, it beats harsh language. And as I had loudly and forcibly put to me by Miguel a couple of days ago, you know, let's not be snobs about what other people carry for guns.
It looks like a double barrel 22.
Well, it beats a cup of coffee, right?
I don't know. That cup of coffee appeared to work.
Cup of coffee. I know where you got that.
we'll just leave that one there. Those in the peanut gallery can chuckle to themselves.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, you always hear antis all talking about the, you know, oh, you know, what if the gun just goes off, or, you know, your kid fishes through your purse, or blah, 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 blah. Yet here he is lugging it in his carry-on luggage.
I don't see the problem.
I don't see the problem either. I should be, you know, I carry my gun on the train. Why shouldn't I be able to carry it on a plane? Yeah.
It's the hypocrisy. It's really.
In a box with a fox, but just the, but just, I mean, just the flippantness of it is I would even give it to him on the rules of flying with a firearm are so confusingly laid out, you know, on the TSA website and, yeah. You know, your various.
Which is funny because it's so easy to actually do. Why do they got to make it complicated?
And just
it's what they do.
Yeah, every airline writes it out differently. So, I mean, I could even see it as if it was in his checked luggage and just was laying there and it was and he didn't declare it and all that and just the, oh, I didn't realize all the stupid hoops you have to jump through. That I could give. You know, that I could give him. But, you know, everyone is not in your – don't put it in your carry-on luggage.
And I don't see the problem. You know what? If you show up at the security desk and they find it in your luggage and they're like, hey, man, take this crap home. Or check it in your luggage. Why do you got to like drag his butt down to jail? That's just dumb.
Yep.
Or you know what? Let me see your CHP. Okay, carry it on the plane.
Well, the problem is the TSA does so little legitimate. You know, they find so few legitimate quote security risks. You know, how often do they find a bomb or a gun that's not planted as a test?
Seriously.
So
how often do they not find a gun that's planted as a
well,
test?
Yeah, exactly. They miss a lot of them. But so when they do find one, they got to make a big deal about it.
Yeah. I think they ought to just take the whole security desk down and just say, carry what you want. We'll sniff for bombs. We'll let the bomb dog sniff you before you get on the plane. Because you know what? You could show up on that plane with a minigun and you are not going to hijack that plane. I don't care who you are. I don't care what weapon you got. I'm hijacking the plane. You're going to disappear under a pile of bodies.
Yep.
Yeah, probably.
Well, yeah, because the world changed after 9/11. And
exactly.
And what people don't understand, and the reason this TSA thing is so successful among the ignorant classes that think that they're actually doing something productive, is that the terrorist used FAA and airline procedure, they basically weaponized their own rules, you know, because the rule at the time was comply with the hijacker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the weapons that they carried on a plane were legal to carry on the plane.
Right. So, you know, yeah. And since then, you know, they armored the pilot, the cockpit doors, they don't get opened.
Right.
Problem solved.
And by the time everybody gets on the plane, they're pissed off anyway.
Right. You know.
Oh yeah. Be the guy who says I'm hijacking the plane.
They
will beat your ass.
You don't even have
just
to,
because they're tired of this bullshit. You got somebody to take it out on.
You don't even have to do that. There's been people that were just irritating fucks to everyone else, and they got the shit beat out of them, tied up with belts, and left for the cops at the next landing site. You know.
I'm always surprised that they put the air stair on before they chuck them out of the plane.
Yeah. It's you know.
I want you to imagine you're on an airplane and somebody tries to hijack it and you take him down and the pilot lands in the place you weren't planning on going to.
Oh, yeah.
How pissed off are those people going to be?
Extremely.
You know, you got 500 people who have landed in Omaha,
right?
And they were looking to land in San Francisco. If it was me and I was the cops, I'd be like, "We'll be up there soon. Just make sure he can still talk." Because there's nothing that the justice system is going to do to him that those passengers won't do to him worse.
Probably not.
That was actually the I'm trying to remember who said this, but it was one of those listener of the show Vector lives in the metro, grew up in the Metro Bangor area. I believe it was he, you know, knew someone who worked for the Bangor airport. And they asked him how much of the Bangor Airport's business is from drunken passengers and air rage incidents, because that's one of those. It's if any sort of international flight, they divert them to Bangor.
Oh yeah, because it's the last airport before they cross or hit the point of no return.
Yep.
Yep.
Wow.
There's that. That's the first American one. And I guess the other place that I would ask that question is Newfoundland.
Greenland. I hear a lot about whatever airstrip they've got in Greenland.
Some ex-Air Force base, I'm sure.
I think it is.
That would be the best punishment all for terrorists. They don't punish them. Just chuck them off the plane in Greenland.
Yeah.
Ouch.
You get to live here now.
Yeah. We'll come back when you're ready to talk. Let us know.
I just realized. Can you imagine living in Greenland and being part of a religion that doesn't let you drink? I mean, just look at the alcoholism rates in Greenland and just realize that, no, it's not that they've got a problem with alcoholism. It's just is they've got a problem with not having anything else.
What else are you going to do?
That's right.
You get no sun for 3 months of the year.
Yep. Well, I got home from work. Now it's time to get royally fucked up.
Sounds like Cleveland.
So Brita,
what
do you think Crazy Uncle Joe is saying in what's her name's ear there?
He's probably telling her how lucky she is and, you know, how flattered she should be and
totally not what we're going for here.
Yeah, well, that's probably what it is, though.
Something about his custom van.
I'm still stuck on though. Can I put it in your pooper?
I'm still stuck on butt buddy. I think that wins the internet there. I don't think
butt buddy.
There's really nothing else to say. I think Rad has scored with that one. I don't know. I don't know what you say to somebody in that instance. And the look on her face, she was probably like,
"Yeah." But see, here's the thing: is if you're Joe Biden. And you know she has to basically stand there and take it. Ugh. And you get your jollies off of, you know.
Yeah, I see. That's the thing is I just maybe it's just because I just hope that he's not the kind of person, because I could never be the kind of person that get my jollies off of making her take that. So maybe it's just me, you know, it's not like you don't see the world as it is. You see the world as you are. Yeah. So it's just hard for me to think of him doing something
like that
on purpose.
I don't think he enjoys making women, you know, take that because they're in that position. I think it's just that women, because he does have that status as vice president or whatever status throughout the ages of his groping women in public. I think women have always kind of submitted because of his position. He's not even aware of it.
Yeah.
He just thinks that
who watched
these
the old
Family
Feud
like
TV show?
What?
Yeah, I remember that.
Who used to watch Family Feud back in the day when it was?
My God.
Who was
that
guy?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Richard Dawson.
Yeah,
Richard Dawson got kisses from every freaking woman that was on that show. Yep. And it was like actually a shock the day that one woman is like, no.
Yeah.
And like you could see it on his face. He's like, all the women kiss me.
Because I'm on TV. Yeah. You know, but I don't think men like that realize that women are submitting to them just because of their position and because women are put in this position where you're like,
oh, I bet they know.
In public, and you don't want to make a scene, and this guy is powerful.
They know.
And I'll just take it, you know, and let the moment pass.
They absolutely know.
Well, they know, but you have to suck it up and let the moment pass. You don't want to make a scene because that's not ladylike.
I don't know.
Richard Dawson, that wasn't his name.
Yes, it was.
Richard Dawson was born Colin Lionel M.
Huh. No.
November 20th, 1932. I swear to God, I'm looking at his Wikipedia page right now.
Huh.
Died in 2012 of esophageal cancer.
Oh, you know how you get that?
Smoking.
Well, he smoked. He was a smoker. Everybody knew that. He used to smoke on the game show.
Yeah, he did. Totally. Yeah,
he did. All the time. Like a chimney.
Well, yeah, but that was totally like the way things were done back then. Yeah, he was like – but yeah, I remember – I remember how that dude just used to kiss every freaking woman that showed up, and it was actually a shock when one woman was like, no. And he's like, you could see it in his face, but it wasn't just him. Everybody else was like, huh?
Yeah.
But it was like
Richard Dawson.
Not so much it was Richard Dawson. This is the Family Feud. He kisses all the women. It was like you knew you were signing up for this when you showed up.
Yeah. Just like those Democrat women meeting Joe Biden.
And Weird's like, wait a minute, Richard Dawson, that's not who the Family Feud guy is. That's like a totally different guy. Because you're the only one not old enough to remember him, are you? Right?
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, the closest, the family, only Family Feud I ever really remember is Everson turning in when it was Lonnie Anderson, when he obviously had a little relapse into alcoholism. He was so drunk.
Lonnie Anderson. Now I have to look that up.
Louis Anderson. Lonnie Anderson is a woman, isn't it?
Yeah. Probably. I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, Louis Anderson. I didn't even know there was Louis Anderson. I knew that there was Richard Dawson and whoever the – oh, and Steve Harvey. I didn't know there was anybody in between.
Louis Anderson's that little fat guy. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
But yeah.
Wow. We just like
you know
got
that's
sidetracked
interesting because you said that
we went to a very weird place.
I know. Louis Anderson is always a weird place. But I keep thinking about that guy, like patting his wife on the shoulder. Like, is he comforting her, or is it like he's saying to her, you know, honey, we signed up for this. It's Joe Biden, and I'm now. You know,
and you,
Secretary
and you
of
totally
Defense.
Know Joe Biden would be down if the sec def was okay with a three way.
Oh my God,
that is actually what he's whispering. He's whispering.
Go to AshleyMadison.com. Type in promo code Veep.
He's like, DP is DP DP
oh,
good
no.
for you?
I
DP VP. I hate this show, and I hate all of you. And I hate the internet.
Go to dpvp.com, enter promo code squirrel.
I hate you.
Yep. A Joe Biden sandwich.
I was going to say something.
Not anymore, you're not.
Do we have any callers, please?
3-4-5-3-0-0-0-3-6. Let's go on to a different subject.
Once they got the dress off of her, do you think she'd take off the necklace or she'd keep it on?
No, she keeps it on.
The necklace was just
definitely stays
horrible.
On.
Oh, I liked it. I think it's
really?
Yeah. Well,
it's ugly and kind
it's ugly, but it's kind of cool.
Don't ask me. I don't understand this whole jewelry thing.
Okay, so real quick, Rahm Emanuel has decided that the Little League team that cheated gets their, championship rings? Is that what they're doing now?
Yes.
Yeah, they get that anyway because, you know, whatever.
Here's my solution. The little kids should get their rings because they're little kids and they played the game.
They're not little kids.
They're not little kids.
They're
How
like
old
in
are
high
they?
School.
Oh. See, I had this idea that they were little kids.
No.
No?
Oh, God, no. They look like...
They're like, yeah.
They're like got facial hair, some of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're not.
That's the coach.
Yeah, they're not little kids.
Unless that's the coach.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Yeah, they're old enough.
Well, I don't know.
They're old enough to suffer.
Are these the kids?
Yeah.
Oh. No. Well, first of all, it's Little League. Who the hell cares? Give them all an ice cream cone.
Also, how much I'm hearing about fucking ball inflation. You know, and
frankly, it's Chicago. You know, 3 years from now, 50% of those kids are going to be dead.
Maybe.
You know, statistically.
That's true.
Just saying.
Yep. Give them their rings.
Give them the rings.
They can wear them in their coffin.
Right. There you go.
What was the
Am
other
I mean?
Radis
says they're 24.
24. they're in their early 40s.
They skipped a grade.
they were helping.
You always
back.
Have that kid like graduating high school.
No,
like,
they can't.
23.
I see how it would happen. Jesse Jackson is there.
Yeah. Oh,
ugh. Follow the links.
But yeah, no, this is definitely as the the idea of following the rules is all of a sudden just like and everyone says, you know, I think Obama's a terrible president. You're only saying that because he's black. Well, no, yeah. I'm saying that because he's a terrible president. And I just said why I don't like him.
I'm saying it because he's half white.
That's yeah. right.
I've actually decided, I think next time I hear someone say you're only saying that because he's black, I'm like, no, I'm only saying that because he's gay, and just see what happens.
Well, you know what? His mom was as white as my mom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was the favorite thing, the famous thing you said about his grandmother?
Typical white person.
Typical white person.
Yeah.
Nice. About your grandma.
Yeah.
Asshole.
But Sean, unlike your mom was not named Stanley.
Stanley Ann.
I thought, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Liberals.
So real quick while we have time, the other one I loved was this Marie Harf person. who
bless her heart,
apparently doesn't know when to stop digging at all.
Okay. And see, I'm gonna be contrary here.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say that Mary Harf or Marie Harf, whatever it is, is probably an inarticulate idiot. You know how hard it is if somebody sticks a camera in your face not to say something stupid. And you know, having had cameras shoved in my face, it is difficult not to say something stupid. But here's a question for you. What is the toleration level of shitty behavior by terrorists in a society where the average person has enough money to care about these things? They're not worried about their next meal. They're not worried about whether their kids are going to starve. If they have enough money and enough leisure time, you know, that like Western people, we got time and time and time to waste on things like podcasts and blogs and crap like that, you know. People in poor countries, they don't have time to say, hey, you know, maybe we should get involved in beating the crap out of these assholes who were blowing shit up. You know, they're – so
– No, I'm with she's you, Sean, saying, on that one.
If she's saying – now, clearly, if what she said was, hey, if all these terrorists had jobs, they wouldn't do this, that's fucking stupid. I mean, everybody agrees that's fucking stupid if that's what she said. But if she said – if what she means to say, whether she said it or not, if what she means to say is look, as a society has more opportunities, there's fewer people who are going to end up in that bucket, and there's going to be less toleration for that sort of garbage among the rest of society, and they will have the free time to deal with that on their own, that's actually not nearly as stupid. It's really not that stupid a statement at all.
Except that she's had several days to try to make that point, and she's not done it at all.
Yeah, and there's a very typical problem. When people get smart enough, they start leaving out a couple of steps in their thought process. They start just giving you the conclusion and not giving you the way to get there. And that is impossible to describe in a soundbite. You can't sit in front of a camera and give a difficult answer, a complicated answer to a simple question. It doesn't work. You have to be able to say, well, you know, and here's my bumper sticker answer to that. And the bumper sticker answer is generally fucking dumb, but that's what you're going to get on TV. Now, it is certainly possible that she is so fucking stupid that she thinks that all Muhammad Atta needed was, you know, a job at Hooters and all would have been okay. But
that's kind of the Democrat. That's kind of their whole outlook.
In some ways, it really does feel that way, doesn't it?
Weren't you making that point earlier, Brita? That's
well, that's their stance on gang violence, too. Is that these poor black boys in the hood, they just need jobs.
Right.
And
well,
but
if you and by jobs
opening,
I mean welfare checks.
Well, right. It leaves an opening for more government. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Is that, you know, we can fix it with more government.
Right. If we grant them, and I understand that this may be granting them too much, but if we grant them that their desire for more government comes not from simply a desire for more government, but actually the people that are speaking actually believe that more government will deliver something that people don't have, then saying, hey, look, crime is a function of people being poor. We know that's not true, but that was the dominant view of crime, and probably among a lot of people still is the dominant view of how crime happens. People are poor. They commit crimes because they don't have what they want. They want something and they go take it. And we know that's BS, mm-hmm. but that was the view. So what is the solution? The solution is more social programs, more access to a job, more if they have what they want, they won't take what they don't have. We all know it's garbage.
Well, but that's right. that's the whole point is they've been doing that for 60 years now, and it's been a complete and total right. failure.
It hasn't worked yet.
Absolutely. And we, like I said, we know that's BS. But they can't escape that thinking. That is their view. Capitalism is what causes the problem. You listen to any of the far lefties, and that's exactly what they'll tell you. Capitalism is competition, and it's evil. It puts man against man, and instead of all being, you know, in harmony and living in kumbaya and you know, whatever else the BS, I kind of lose interest at that point. But that is their view. So from that worldview, then what's the solution? More money, more freebies, more jobs, more social programs, more this, more that, and the other thing. Well, now they're faced with people who are blowing people up, cutting people's heads off, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And their worldview is, well, then they just need better economic opportunities.
Of course, the contrary position to that is how many planes or how many people has Ahmed the dead terrorist, for those Jeff Dunham fans out there, how many people has Ahmed the dead terrorist killed?
Seriously.
Oddly enough, if you kill them, they stay right where you put them.
Right. I think that there are a lot of people out there who are suffering from a serious lead deficiency.
Or JDAM deficiency in the case of terrorists.
Yeah, an awful lot of them.
Yeah. You know, wake up, time to die.
Hey, guess what?
Little knock, knock, bang, bang.
We're out of time.
Really? Yep. Holy crap, where'd that go?
Just poof.
It does that every week, Sean.
Yeah. It's not new.
Holy crap, I wanted to just get warmed up.
An hour goes by quick. But, you know, you always leave them wanting more. And hopefully we did that.
That's always been my strategy in bed. I mean, wow. Was that the outside voice?
Oh, thanks for being on, Sean. It's always good.
Yep. It's also good to have a person of color on the score report when he's on assignment.
We like diversity.
Yeah, we do. We really do.
That's right.
Yep. Another white, middle-aged male.
Yep. You people can come on anytime you want.
Oh, man. All right, everybody. We'll see y'all next week.
Good night, internet.
Good night. Bye.